This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. It is good to have you with us. I'm chuckling to myself because I just did the intro for this podcast and realized that I didn't record it. So this is take two. I hope it's as good as the first one, okay? It's good to have you with us. And coming up on today's show, we're going to be catching up with Rowan Forster to find out about his Ironman nutrition strategy. We'll also have the next installment in the Do You Know Kona series. It is 3 weeks and a bit to go to the big dance in Kona. And Dr. Dan Plew is going to be joining us to share some nutrition tips as well in the build-up to the Ironman World Championships. And I've got some pretty good news to share with you as well. And I say pretty good news, it's actually freaking amazing news, okay? But I'm going to hold that out till the end of the podcast. I think it's worth shouting from the rooftops, and I want to give it its own space. So that's coming up at the end of today's show. Just a massive thank you, first of all, before we get into today's podcast, to the sponsor of this episode. It is brought to you by S Fuels. Finally, ultra-endurance athletes have a choice, and that's to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks and gels, without the sugar swings, without the sugar gut issues, and without sugar inflammation. S-Fuel's ultra-endurance drink mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors hydrate, fuel, and support the gut and muscles in ultra-endurance training and racing. If you'd like to try out S-Fuels absolutely risk-free in the build-up to Kona, you can. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. And they'll throw in free shipping on your first order, plus a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. So there's absolutely no risk for you to try it out, and you will be pleasantly surprised. Trust me, they've also got an incredible range of bars as well that you definitely want to test out. That URL to get to, once again, is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels.
Hi there, Dan Plews here from S-Fuels TV. And this is Do You Know Kona? And we are now just 3 weeks till the World Championships, the Ironman World Championships in Kona. This week, I'm going to talk a little bit about nutrition and what you should be doing and expect to do during the race. Obviously, I'm a bit more well known for my more of a low carb lifestyle. Doesn't necessarily mean that I also will race with a low carbohydrate intake. However, I think the key now is maybe just to think about what you're going to do on race day, plan out that race nutrition strategy, look at what you're going to be doing, whether that's 60 grams of carbohydrate per hour, and actually test it out on yourself during some key sessions. And if you're going to try anything new, make sure that you test that as well in some key sessions. I think a real great rule applies is nothing new on race day. So Get your nutrition sorted, think about the plan, test it out, and then when it comes to race day, you don't have anything to worry about. Until next time, over and out.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, and we've got Rowan Forster with us once again. Rowan, when we left off last week, we were talking a little bit about the way you've changed your nutrition approach to things, and particularly trying to get that second half of the marathon as fast as the first half in a half marathon that you're running. And you were talking about sort of burning more fat and getting into the fat reserves. Have you made some major changes into the way you've approached your Ironman nutrition?
Major changes, not yet, but we're looking at it. I mean, I've experimented a few times on a few nutrition topics. A couple of years ago, there was the topic of cutting out zero carbs for 10 days before the race, and then just before carbo loading. The risks there, I believe, is that you lose a lot of water when you cut out carbs completely, and with that, a lot of salt, so your risks of cramps is higher. Recently, what I've tried to do is just now on the longer training runs in the morning before, the night before, to cut out carbs in the evening. So generally through the week to eat, let's say normal carbs, or just try and reduce it a little bit. I think probably similar to many endurance athletes, we believe we need a lot of carbs for all the long distance training we do. And potentially, I think I'm guilty of maybe having too many carbs. So just trying to cut that down, replacing it with a bit of fat. or replacing the carbs with fat. Also, the risk is that you replace it with protein, which you do need a certain amount of protein, but not too much protein. But getting that balance right, I think that's something I'm really actively working on at the moment. And I can't say I have the right answer. I haven't ticked it, but hopefully what I'm working on at the moment, if that works up, then we'll see when I do my next the next Ironman, if that really pays off. Certainly the what I'm trying to do now is that for the long distance runs, to cut down the carbs and take a much lower intensity, and then really teaching the body to burn the fat reserves.
Has it been a struggle to make that switch on the longer ones? I mean, what's been the your biggest struggle with doing that?
Yeah, I think carbs always taste nice, so it's, you know, it's adjusting your diet. But I think for me, the important thing is to find something that really works and works for me. That you're not kind of unhappy because you're not really eating everything that you want to eat. So I think it's that challenge, right? Of finding the balance between eating something that you know you can sustainably eat as part of your regular diet, and making sure that you're still moving in the right direction of, you know, you're not doing both half-heartedly. Like if you only do half of the carb cutting, and then you may as well not do it at all, you know. So as I say, I don't know the answer yet, but I'm experimenting and at the moment trying to find that right balance.
One thing that has worked for you is losing a few kgs. Tell me a little bit about that. Was that a conscious thing, or was that just come with the sort of volume of training that you've been doing?
I think that's just come with the volume. I wouldn't say I was ever overweight, but probably I was a bigger guy, always carrying a couple of, always had some fat reserves. But to be honest, it's not a conscious thing to lose weight. That's not why I got into the sport, but it's happened just naturally through the amount of activity doing, just watching what I eat. Not necessarily watching what I eat to lose weight, but just I know I feel better when I eat right. I know I enjoy my rides more when I'm properly, I have the right nutrients in my body. So I think from that perspective, it's happened naturally, not through the intention to lose weight, but rather to fuel my body appropriately.
Talk to me about your race day nutrition plan. I mean, you come across as someone who's quite analytical. Have you got it sort of, this is what I do at this time, or is it quite a free-flowing sort of thing, how you feel at the time?
No, now it's nailed down, I would say. I think in the past, I think the last Zurich Ironman that I did, I think it was 2016, I did Ironman Zurich. And I really, with all that, it was also, strangely enough, I mean, I think I'd probably done about 6 or 7 Ironmans then, completely had nutrition wrong. I took on way too little carbs during the cycle. Kind of had a few gels and things, and people said, yeah, you know, it's good. You always got to keep the carbs coming in. But since I connected up with a coach, we spoke about exactly what nutrition I need and for my body. And generally, they talk about 70 to 80 grams per hour. I pushed that up to 100 grams per hour. I've done that since last year, and it works perfectly. I'm able to digest it. Fortunately, it's quite a lot, but my body is able to digest it. So coming on race day, we talk about the swim, a gel before the swim, about 5-10 minutes before the swim start. You fire it up, you go all out on the swim, come out. I normally try and get another, it's like a fatty based oil, coconut oil gel. It's really quite nice, actually. put that in just after the swim, so the energy gets back up. And then over the course of the race, I have one water bottle that's filled with my 100 grams of carbs. So you can imagine for an Ironman, it's almost, it becomes a syrup. It's a thick, gooey syrup because it has 500 grams of carbs in there. And that I just sip slowly through the course of the race. And then I have water in the front and the gel at the bottom. And I just make sure I work my way through that bottle through the course of the race. Half Ironman, then I put 250 grams in there and just work my way through it on the race. And it works perfectly. I then had two other, it's a caffeine gels. It's called Sponsor, a brand we have here, and it works fantastic. It's like a real turbo boost. I put that in, and suddenly within 5 minutes, I have this energy that's comes from the gel. But it's crazy how that works. So that works out probably just over 100 grams per hour. But that works really well for me. And then getting onto the run, every couple of Ks, 5 to 6 Ks, put a gel in for as long as I can do that. Then normally in around 10, 15 Ks to go on the Ironman, just go to cola and just to dig deep and drink the cola. Because by that point, you can't take anything else sweet. And you just, that's just the adrenaline. You dig in and you just keep running till the end.
And just hang on for dear life.
Exactly.
Rowan, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for sharing your advice and your experience here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Brad. It's great chatting.
And that is it for another edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for listening. Thank you to Dan as well. Best of luck in the final run-in. Dan, we'll hear from you in a week from now. And also thanks to Rowan for sharing his Ironman nutrition advice with us. And a massive thank you to S Fuels. The podcast was brought to you by them today. If you want to try out S Fuels absolutely risk-free, they've got a free shipping plus money-back guarantee. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels to prove that you can ditch those sugar fuels this Ironman season. That's thekonaedge.com/S Fuels. S-F-U-E-L-S. That's the name. Go check them out. Okay. I mentioned at the top of today's show as well that I've got some flippin' exciting news to share with you. And the news I want to share is, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will have known that at the beginning of this year, actually towards the end of last year, I set the goal, and it was a pretty audacious goal for 2018. And that was, there were two actually. The one was to go full-time into the podcast, and the other was to hit 1 million downloads in 2018. So I haven't gone full-time into the podcast yet. I've got a couple of other interests. I have canned my full-time job, though, but the Kona Edge is not my full-time thing at the moment. I'm working hard to make it my full-time thing, but we have achieved the second goal. Can you believe it? We are, as we look at the calendar now, just past halfway through September, and we've hit 1 million downloads today. So I wanted to say a massive, massive thank you to you. It is because of you that we've hit those 1 million downloads, because of the podcast being shared and people like you listening to it. So 1 million downloads in 9.5 months. We've got 2.5 months to go till the end of the year. What can we hit? Man, maybe I should have set that goal a bit bigger. But yeah, that is amazing. And I wanted to just say thank you. So from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate you listening and being part of my journey here at the Kona Edge. And hopefully we can provide some value. If you wouldn't mind, if you want to sort of help celebrate, the best way to do that is to share this podcast with someone else. Let's try and get those numbers up even more, and let's see what we can hit by the end of the year. Hey, who knows? Maybe 1.5 million. I definitely wouldn't write it off, but it's entirely up to us as a community to be able to do that. So I would appreciate it massively if you wouldn't mind sharing this podcast. If you are in a tri squad or if you train with people, please send it out and let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can break the internet. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a great one. Thanks again. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.